finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. The extent of wokeness was a delusion created by social media.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Clock that. Yeah. I 100% agree.
Yeah.
It's not going out of fashion. It was never in fashion.
It was never in fashion.
You didn't eat that.
It's just a small...
You like, ate that. They didn't eat
thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of The Things You Can't Touch. This is the only podcast where philosophy meets the real world. And today, our very, 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 very special guest is a queer, and she is a finalist human, social, and political sciences student specializing in sociology at the University of Cambridge. Passionate about social justice, she contributes to the transformative change through her work with the Black curriculum, ultimately advocating for Black history to be taught nationwide. Finally, beyond academia, she's also a hairstylist and the proud owner of the Double A Touch. Did you hear that? The Double A Touch. The handles will be in the description. Everyone should make sure that they check it out. It's never too much when you're so talented. Also, I just wanted to add something, guys. She's been here before. We are.
Guys.
You've been here before. Literally. It's been a long time coming.
It's been too long.
And I don't know why, but you're back. There's a new setup. Everything's different. Yeah. Everything's changed. If you want to see more of her, you should definitely go and check out episode 2. That's crazy. That's actually crazy.
That's so far down.
No,
we'll be scrolling.
Okay, this is
full circle moment.
Yeah, it's gonna be like episode 24.
I'm so excited though, because you never tell us.
I never tell you the question. I hope you like it. I feel like he will. Let me stop stalling.
Okay.
It's time for me. On to the question. Woo! Okay.
I can't stop smiling.
In fact, I'm not telling you how to go into the question. The question is, Aquia, are we too woke? Where do we begin?
The world began to shake.
Wow. You know, there's so much to say.
This
question belongs to you. I will let
you take. Can I say something? You are so weird. I just, what's the word? Debated doing this as my dissertation.
Oh my God.
Genuinely, it was going to be a topic.
So that means it's been on the thought.
So yeah.
This can be your verbal, what do they call it? Visual essay.
Yeah.
Visual essay.
I don't want to do it too video essay. This is philosophy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's similar to what you do, politics, sociology. Something. We're definitely going to get into it.
We will.
Let me just
Are we too woke? Who's the we in question? I know you like that type of stuff.
No, that's really good.
Who's we?
No, that's good. Oh my gosh, that's good.
Mix.
No, that's good. I was thinking we generally, as a we, as a global society.
Of all ages?
I'm even gonna touch on that, but you could go into it however you so choose is. That's what I was gonna say. That's even the question I have here. How do we even interpret the question?
Okay. So, go ahead.
Because I was gonna say, should we think about it generally right now? Or in fact, no, you make your statement and you can make it as specific as you want to, because I feel like I know exactly where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Go forth.
I feel let's take our generation, because I can only speak from my standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I would say but even when we think about woke, are we using woke in the sense of how the older generation see us as, oh, we're too knowy and we think we know everything, woke? Or woke as in we just have too much awareness of global issues?
Mm-hmm.
So either or, I would say it's still yes. The answer is yes.
Okay.
Let me leave it there for now.
No, yes. That's fine. I was literally going to say, I think we're going to touch on all different, every single aspect of work.
Yes, and no. Thank you.
Yes, and no.
Yeah.
Yes to what, and no to what.
I think we're too woke in an aspect of we have too much access to certain information, but also not enough.
Okay.
Because as you're going to see, in the last episode,
mm-hmm.
Hida was touching on, the idea that, we have a lot of surface level information, or, you see a lot of information on Instagram, and, just because someone is posting a lot, you might see a lot of specific posts, but doesn't mean you have information on it, because you're just seeing it. You're not really taking it in. You're not really learning anything new.
Wow.
So yes, in terms of we have awareness surface level, but like if we actually deep it, like what do we actually know?
Exactly.
So, yes and no. Yeah.
This is literally everything that we're gonna touch on.
Yeah.
We're gonna take it step by step. We're gonna break it down so we can guide you in the, you know, correct direction. The first thing I wanna ask is, like, obviously we've addressed how we interpret the question, like partially. There's so much more that we can go into, which we will. But I think what we need to unpack, which you already touched on slightly, is what is like wokeness. So the two ideas that you touched on, just to clarify for the people listening, is wokeness in the sense of we're too knowy knowy. To the older generation, or too knowy knowy in general.
I think we're too knowy knowy in general.
Too knowy knowy in general. Yeah. And then we're too politically aware of social issues. Great. Now. Sorry, I just like, I need to make sure that I arranged the way I'm going through it. Okay, cool. I think we should go through the backdrop. Let's go through the backdrop of where the notion of wokeness actually comes from. Do you know where the idea of being woke comes from?
Not philosophically. So
it's not even a philosophical
concept. Just in general.
Yeah.
In my head, when I think of wokeness, I think of BLM. I don't know if that's the origin, but like...
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's the thing. And I feel like the fact that it's become so skewed is something that we're also going to touch on. So, woke is an African-American word that has been used since around the 1930s to refer to awareness of social and political issues affecting African-Americans. So, it was specific to African-Americans. So, you know when they say, like, stay woke? That's the reason. They're talking about issues that pertain to them. But recently, it has turned into a word that is used to describe the general promotion of liberal progress, sorry, liberal progressive ideology and policy as an expression of sensitivity to systematic injustices and prejudices. That was a lot. But I think, I feel like that's really, really interesting to me, the way that it has, like, changed. Because to me, it's like, now it's being categorized as a school of thought. People think of
wokeism.
That's exactly what it is. People think of it as like wokeism, because this is just another typical case of African American vernacular turning into something that is used trivially and globally for everyone. And I find that interesting, because it's like something that like signifies and refers to significant oppression has turned into, oh, let's not eat animals. If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you see?
Like veganism.
Yeah, literally. Literally veganism. Yeah. That's exactly what I had in mind. So, in my head is like, I think the question I'm asking is it right to associate wokeness in that sense? Is it right to associate wokeness in that sense with, like, everything liberal?
I feel like... I'm gonna say yes, but I'm gonna explain. Because I feel like with wokeism, even the idea of being woke, the whole concept was just like, we need to wake up to oppression, or we need to wake up to, like, the reality of the world. And obviously that originated from, like, civil rights activists, I can assume. But now, like, people don't see race as, like, a, well, people still do, but I think in the grand scheme of things, we all understand that racism exists.
Yeah.
And we all understand that racism is very much, like, real. So I feel like that's not really a trivial topic that it used to be, or, like, people weren't pioneering for it. Are not pioneering for it as much now as they were before. So now it's, like, broadened up, like, let's just be woke with everything. And I feel like it became a very, like, left-leaning concept to be woke or to understand things. And that's why we hear, like, older generations be like, oh, this person's a snowflake.
Exactly.
Because, like, wokeism is now everything that is, like, wrong with the world. We need to wake up and, like, understand.
Which is why I'm saying, are we too woke? Are we now beginning to turn trivial things into political concepts? Like, little things, we're now making it bigger than it is and throwing the word woke on it to make it seem like, oh, yeah, this is something that everybody should care about. No, that's just your opinion. And I think that's something else that I'm going to touch on. But before we get there, so that I can allow your brain to...
Because I can see your brain. I'm thinking,
I have a statement.
Okay.
And you have to say, how far do you agree?
Okay.
I like to play little game reasons.
Yeah,
little games. Wokeness is a Western privilege. How far do you agree?
One thing about this place and Western privilege is that, like, are they sponsoring you to say that?
Or? I think it's because I learned it recently. Because I had to really gather my thoughts as to where it came from.
Yeah.
But yeah, I learned it recently and I was like, that word is a banger.
Is wokeism a Western privilege?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like any type of, let me not generalize for the drag, but a lot of like awarenesses mm-hmm. or being able to be like, actually, this is wrong,
yes.
is a privilege in of itself.
I agree with
especially
you
if entirely. It doesn't directly impact you. Now, the reason yeah. I say this is because like,
that's good.
When we think of issues that people want to raise awareness of,
yeah,
it's not an issue. It's life or death.
Yeah.
So like, for example, let's take,
wow, this is good.
Palestine for now.
Yeah.
Like that's something that's on social, especially my type of social media that I consume. Yeah,
yeah.
It's now being like very much widespread. Everyone mm-hmm. knows the situation going on. Cool. For Palestinians in Gaza, this is not them being woke. Them like recording and putting on there that this literally, is what's happening with Israel. This is what's going
like
on.
They're bombing us.
Literally, the genocide is literally occurring.
Right now.
For them, that's not, I'm being woke and I'm raising awareness. This is life or death.
Yeah.
If they don't speak up,
yeah.
they could possibly die, which
yeah.
a lot of them have. So like, us kind of having this position of, oh, I'm raising awareness, quote unquote, mm. or I'm speaking on issues, because wokeism takes
across the world.
Yes, I yeah. feel like modern day wokeism takes a certain level of like armchair approach.
You're touching on every single like, point that I'm ready to talk
about. Yeah. Well, you're just sitting back and you're like, okay, this is a problem. Like, I will do something or like, let's talk about, let's raise awareness. Mm. But evidently, it's not your directly like, it's not a threat to your life.
Exactly.
It's not imminent,
which is
right?
It's
anyways,
a
so yeah, that's what I see as a Western privilege because
yeah.
like. You even have been having the ability to sit on like a platform and be like, oh, this is the case, this is what
mm-hmm.
we need to advocate for,
mm-hmm.
and then slapping, oh, I'm so weak.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I think the reason why I brought that up is because I think the concept of weakness has become skewed.
Because
mm. as you said, it's a matter of life and death.
Mm.
The origin of it was a matter of some of like a group of people preserving
mm-hmm.
their livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, if we don't wake up to the systemic oppression, if
mm-hmm.
we don't wake up to the way we're being treated in this country,
yeah.
it's possible that we're going to end up in positions that we're not going to be quite pleased
mm-hmm.
with. Not even in, oh, I'm in a 4-bedroom house and you're in a 5. No, like my life is literally at
yeah,
risk.
Yeah.
So it's like to get from that point to any random person using the word woke
mm-hmm.
on the internet to talk about stuff like veganism and then the people using wokeness to justify their protest with Just Stop Oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like maybe we're a bit too woke. Do you know what I mean?
But the reason why I don't want to say it in this like black or white or we are too woke, because
mm-hmm.
some people genuinely believe it's life or death. Like some people, for mm. example, let's take veganism,
yeah,
for example.
Yeah,
people
true.
Who genuinely believe that animals should be there on the same level as human beings,
mm-hmm.
they think like if they don't advocate for the animals are going to die and we're going to eat them. And that's what's
mm-hmm.
happening. So like, I understand we can sit from a certain position and be like, oh, like, it's not that deep. But for
mm-hmm.
some people, it literally is. The same way, like, not, they're wrong, by the way, they're wrong. But, like, certain white people who see it as, oh, people, BLM, and, like, always BLM, but what about all lives? That whole argument can
mm-hmm.
be brought up in the same conversation and just be
yeah.
like, oh, but it's not that deep. Like, if, like, I've heard crazy arguments of, like, oh, if black people stop doing certain things, then the police wouldn't kill them.
Oh!
And, like, they genuinely agree with that and think that that's okay to spew. But then people who are vegans could say that are saying that, oh, they're too woke. It's also
mm-hmm.
like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like it depends on your perspective and where you're standing from.
When I say too woke, I think I'm referring to the fact that this is an issue that you can have because of the position that you're in. Yeah, this is literally an issue that you can have because of the position that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a country where, like, there's literally famine,
mm-hmm.
if it's a cow that you eat, it will
you're
be
gonna
a
eat
cow
it.
You're
yeah,
going
literally.
To eat.
Yeah.
So it's like, because of the position that you're in, you have the opportunity to begin to be woke
mm.
about things that's like, to other people, it's not that it's trivial,
yeah.
it's just that I am not in a position to be a vegan.
Mm.
Do you know how expensive veganism is?
So damn expensive. Fresh produce is literally not cheap.
So damn expensive.
That is glasses in of itself.
And I think, right?
Hey.
Right, and it's just like it's gonna sound crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what that's the other thing I wanted to touch on
mm-hmm.
very quickly. It's gonna sound crazy to say, oh my gosh, yeah, we're too woke, because wokeness has a lot of positive connotations
mm-hmm.
to it within the realm of people knowing what woke is, if that
mm-hmm.
makes sense. And that is something that we're literally gonna move on to later. I feel like I lost my train of thought, but I feel like I ended what I was gonna say.
No, I think,
yeah, I mentioned the side note, which I said, yeah, it's funny how something that was literally for the liberation of black people has turned into like a game.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like some things is like, I don't want to call it white issues because it's not solely white people, because class is also involved. Issues of privilege. Thank you. Because sometimes I don't have the vocabulary. Yeah. How many need to call injustice is real. Right. I don't have the vocabulary. Oh my gosh, how many need to call injustice?
I literally used to hear people throwing it about, but I don't know what that means. How many need to call
injustice basically outlines the idea that you're experiencing something. No, you're going to love it. Yeah. You're experiencing something, but you can't put a word to because the system has like stopped you from being able to do that. So when women were experiencing sexual harassment,
they didn't know that what it was called.
Because it was patriarchy. Mm. So, do you get it?
Yeah.
So maybe having useful injustice is a bit of a drag because it's a systemic reason. But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, there were barriers to entry to learning those types of things.
To learning that word. It's fine. Right. So yeah, I think it's interesting that it's turned into a game for those who are privileged, because it's like, I feel like people who are privileged always want to be oppressed.
Oppression Olympics, as they say.
And it's like, now you lot are jumping on the word woke so that you can
have something to talk about.
Like, be part of the game, now you want to play. Mm. And it's like, the truth is, it wasn't, the issues are not veganism, that's not what we're addressing, because I think that's also where you're now taking attention away from things that really matter, because the issue of race is not solved, the genocide is not solved, there are issues that this like concept came from and represents that are not solved, and now we're looking at veganism. And it's like, I'm really sorry, I'm not saying that vegan, like people who are vegan are not worth anything in the world, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that genuinely there are bigger issues at hand. I'm sorry. But if you don't agree, you can, in fact, let me know.
No, I agree. I feel like people do this thing where they take attention away from specific topics because it's like, look at me, like I'm not getting attention now.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone's kind of in this weird race to prove that them too, they're not having a good life.
Exactly.
Even and it's okay. It's literally okay. It's like, okay. I don't know why the new thing, the new trend, as our parents say, is to be suffering. Like, I don't understand. Because like, those suffering are not enjoying the suffering.
They're not having fun, but it's like because of the attention that they get.
Maybe they all of a sudden seem to be enjoying it, but they don't.
Anyway.
That's the truth.
That leads me on to the next question, which is going to lead to the rest of the conversation.
Yeah.
Which is wokeness anti-conservative? Wow.
For real. What?
She said,
what would you call? What is wokeness anti-conservative? What did the two have in common? What's going on?
So, the election.
Sorry, I had to blink.
You don't understand.
The I'm so confused.
At play right now.
I'm so confused.
Okay. Does the concept?
Wait. I need to...
Okay. I'll give you a minute.
Is wokeness anti-conservative?
Mm.
So the concept of like waking up and being conscious about certain issues, is it messing with the status quo, or is that a different explanation of conservative?
Not
as in like the political concept of conservatism.
I think that's what I'm touching on.
I would like you to continue so I have more, like, because I've never been more confused.
For example, somebody said to me,
okay,
with the re-election of Donald Trump, is this indicative of wokeness coming out of fashion? Because it seems like,
okay, I'm getting where you're coming from.
So like, it's like a lot of things that Trump stands for
is the opposite of wokeness.
Literally the opposite of wokeness. So that's why I use the word conservative, and maybe conservatism wasn't the right word in that context.
I was just confused.
Okay,
it is like conservative. Like,
so it is, anti-conservative in that sense. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So back to the question: is wokeness anti-conservative?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Okay, I actually don't. Reload that. It is. It inherently is though, because conservative. That's why I asked you if you're talking about status quo, because conservative.
I feel like it couldn't be. I think it's applicable to both.
Yeah, I was just trying to see like what part of it you were talking about, but conservatives believe in maintaining the status quo, and like, if we go back historically, the people who like where woke originated from, they were disrupting that because they were advocating for equality, and the status quo at the time was white people on top, black people at the bottom.
Yeah, so everyone was segregated.
Yeah, yes. So I feel like inherently it has to be anti-conservative, because I'm not trying to conserve what is here. We're trying to change it and make it more equal. But I feel like if you're talking about conservatism today, which still has those same sentiments, but it's more like right-leaning. I feel like wokeism now is inherently linked to the left and liberalism, and like I can't think of woke right leaning individuals. I don't see how that makes sense, mm-hmm. especially in today's society where wokeism is almost taken for a joke. Like the wider society yeah. feel like, even this discussion is like, we're not taking wokeism seriously.
Yeah,
well. Because when you think of woke, you think of oppression Olympics, or you yeah, think of people yeah. like complaining about stuff. Yes.
Now because of so the people who decided to enlist themselves yeah. into the conversation. Definitely. Sorry, please do.
I agree. Yeah. Sorry. So yeah, I just feel like now, especially like you said with Trump, and mm-hmm. we're seeing a lot of far right anyways rising up in mm-hmm. certain parts of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
No one really gives a heck about what woke, quote unquote woke individuals care mm-hmm. about, because like it's seen as a joke. So yeah,
I think what I want to say is, I feel like that was a leading question because I already knew what my response was going to be. I just wanted to hear what you had to say because I feel like a lot of people are going to resonate with what you just said. Yeah. But I thought about it and I was like, I don't know. I agree that it's wow. I need to remind myself.
Yeah,
I agree that it's yeah. anti-conservative, but I don't think that Trump's re-election is indicative of wokeness coming out of fashion.
Okay.
I don't think wokeness is coming out of fashion.
Okay, what do you think?
What I think is that the extent of wokeness was a delusion created by social media.
Oh,
yeah.
I agree. Clock yeah. that. Yeah. I 100% agree.
Yeah.
It's not going out of fashion. It was never in fashion.
It was never in fashion.
You didn't eat that.
It's
yeah.
just a small...
You like, ate that. They didn't eat
thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
There's just a small group of people yeah. who have ended up in an echo chamber mm-hmm. with themselves because mm-hmm. social media works with an algorithm.
Yeah.
Now you think everybody 100%. Agrees with you and your wokeism and your wokeness. Yeah. And the truth is, like, you're probably less than 1%.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of the world.
Yeah.
And that is why Trump won.
But do you know I need to, like, clock there?
Clock.
I don't even think it's, like... the woke, quote unquote, people mm-hmm. that are trying to like sensationalize themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think the right side of politics, I'm mm-hmm. not left or right, please, I'm just saying objectively. The right side of politics likes to sensationalize certain things so mm-hmm. that they can make it, oh, what's that word? They can ridiculize it. Ridicule?
Oh, this is good. Ridicule. Ridiculize is crazy. Ridicule?
No.
Ridicule? You've mixed a lot of words.
Radicalize.
No, ridicule.
I was thinking of radicalize and now mixed it with ridicule. And I was thinking of scrutinize. I know ridicule. But Shakespeare made up English. We're calling bedroom. So don't talk about making up English.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can I say something?
Yeah.
We need to unpack all three of those words. Because
mm-hmm.
I feel like what you just said is something that I never deeped. The right know what they did.
Exactly. Because it's easy to like
they
make something popular.
Ridiculized. And
ridiculized. Radicalized. Yeah. All the eyes. Three of the eyes.
And it's like, yeah. It works.
Because that's what they do. That's the same way they do with like, for example, knife crime in London. Knife crime statistics are not even that high, but we're going to see knife crime, black boy, knife crime, black crime. Because it's easy to make something sensationalized so you can turn someone into a scapegoat. It's very easy.
It's the agenda.
Agenda. Thank you. It's easy to say, oh, wokeism, guys, what she's doing behind the camera right now. It's so distracting. All my thoughts, I'm
really
trying.
Do you need her to
no, I love it. I
oh,
love
you
it.
Like it.
But it's making me to laugh.
You can't feel free to laugh.
The agenda.
Thank you. But yeah, it just feels like it's very easy to say, oh, wokeism is taking over when like it's like you said, a 1% of the whole of social media and the echo chamber.
Let alone
the
world. Because not everybody's on social
Thank
media.
You. Oh, but wow. then once you make it, oh my gosh, this is on the rise, this is a problem,
mm-hmm.
you make it a joke. And you're going to pick the worst parts of wokeism. You're going to think of people yeah. chaining themselves to parliament to say
yeah.
that we should stop killing goats.
Yeah.
And not to say that, hey, the vegans, if they want to be vegan, let them be vegan. But
and
people
also,
are saying that that's a ridiculous thing to do.
There's also an element of wokeism that is like, you know how people have started like identifying as animals and identifying as objects. And it's like, the truth is, there's a very small percentage of people who do that, one, and who agree with that, two. And it's like, that is what you're going to portray as wokeism. Portray as wokeism. Of course I will be scared,
yeah.
absolutely. I will be fearful, yes. My parents will be fearful, yes. Now I'm going to vote Trump.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not you.
Take that clip out of context.
Not her.
But it's just like,
yeah.
I understand the process.
The
process and
how
the confusion.
It gets there.
And I feel like I'm really sad because we need to wake up. Ironically, in a sense of like, Our generation transitioned into social media. There is currently a generation who were born into social
and
media
and have never seen and have the before, not the after. Seen, like, it's just insight.
And that's the thing. And that scares there is me. Real life and there's wokeness.
That scares me. And I feel like as well, like, even our gen, a lot of our generation still were born into social media. Like, yeah, for example, like, 2 years after, 3 years after us, like, what, 2009 kids, I'm pretty sure when they got here, the internet was very fully fledged and running.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think Apple started doing stuff in 2008.
Yeah, so
or
for
something.
Me, it's like, there's still people in our generation that can't differentiate between echo chambers and online and real world.
Real life.
Because I'm not going to lie to you, there were
the
a group
of their lives.
There was a large group of people on TikTok who genuinely, in their heart of hearts, thought Kamala had a fighting chance to completely obliterate Trump. Not only win, but landslide him. In what reality was Trump ever going
to
lose by a landslide?
Politics for real.
For real.
So, you know, it's necessary because you lot are delusional. I think it's the delusion. Mm. It's the delusion of the wokeness and the echo chamber and everything together on the cauldron. They need to hear what I have to say. Because I was even going to say, Kamala's campaign was designed to be woke, according to the definition of what wokeness entails.
Oh, Kamala.
And I feel like wokeness has an association with youth and fun and delusion.
Yeah.
Because Trump won, and it wasn't like... I don't know how to explain the English, and it's like the amount of people that were shocked.
Do you know
it's shocking.
What bothers me? I feel like our generation think the left is automatically correct. I feel like because there's no such thing of a quote unquote far left that we think that
so you're
being liberal
my
or left is all right.
No,
oh, did
I
eat that?
I feel you did.
Because I feel like the same way there can be far right, there can be a far left.
Absolutely.
And like it's not because
extremism doesn't work one
is
way.
Not, thank you. It's not because wokeism is not on the right that is also correct.
Yeah,
because it's like you said, Kamala's whole campaign was very much appealing to the young vote, appealing to women, appealing to black people, and like even that her policies didn't really reflect that. It was simply just her like political campaign. Why is Megan Thee Stallion singing whatever song at her rally? Why is Glorilla rapping at Kamala's campaign? What has that got to do with politics? And people are like, she's so hip. Yeah,
no,
always laughing. That's my president.
There's a line.
I'm sorry, like, what are we talking about?
There's a line. Because, you know, politics affects, like...
real life.
Especially the US, whether we like it or not. That is going to affect
the world.
Globe.
The world.
The globe.
The world.
The globe.
The world.
At the end of the day.
The world.
And it's just like, the truth is, the trivialities of the campaign was concerning. And I think what's also concerning is not the fact that people voted for her, but that people voted for that. Do you know what I mean?
And
does that make
sense? I'm not even coming down on her campaign as a whole. I feel like for the amount of time that she was given, she ate that. Like, she did the best. She was given the time that she was given with her campaign. It was, 100-day campaign? Like, that's quite short. But my thing is, I just feel like when it started becoming popularity contest, she can get the most popular influencer. Like, what are we doing? Like, I understand you're appealing to a specific type of vote, but like, what does she do for you?
Yeah.
Like, what does, like...
I think the problem is we're forgetting what politics is about.
In real life, like you said.
Like, it's like... politics is politics, not a popularity contest.
But it's become that, unfortunately. And social media has only made it worse.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. But at least before, people used to look at policies and the things that people believed in. Do we know what Kamala promised? But we know Meg Thee Stallion at the end of the day, so
good. And Glorilla. Cheers.
I'm glad we got past that. That was a great section. I think I want to link back to something that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Does wokeness link? I feel like it does link. But to what extent does wokeness link to the fact that we are a snowflake generation, quote unquote? Snowflake generation is a way of referring to young people who are considered easily upset or offended, even often associated with trigger warnings and safe spaces. So I feel like to some degree the branch or the description of snowflake generation can become like you're now trivializing issues that should be addressed. But low-key, I hear them when they start mentioning that we're a snowflake generation.
Why?
Because I feel as though, well, it's definitely a shock to them.
Mm-hmm.
When they hear that people are actually taking things into consideration,
mm-hmm.
that people are actually second guessing things that used to just be normal. Like, I don't know, there were certain toys that they put out before yeah. that literally traumatized children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, now we're looking at that and we're like, okay, yeah, there are certain things that we can't give to children. And they're like, oh no, you lot are just snowflakes.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, my kids used to drink alcohol and things like that. Yeah, yeah. Like, calm down.
Calm down.
But I feel like, I think it literally links to what I was saying about like veganism mm-hmm. in a sense of, I think that generation is looking at us like, you lot are in such a privileged position to be complaining about all the stuff that you're complaining about.
Yeah.
Back in my day, we had to work hard for this, that, and the third. However, on the other hand, it's just like, does quote unquote soft life mean that
everything is offensive now?
Yeah.
I feel like they have some merit in terms of, it's true. I feel like a lot of people, everything is, oh, is that PC? Is that politically correct? Or yeah. is that, you know, sugar warning this ABC?
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like we have to give, like, humanity on the whole level some yeah. grace. Because, of course, if you come from one extreme to another, it's going to seem very polarized. Because yeah. it went from living in a society where everything was acceptable. Like, mm-hmm. you can harass a woman and that's literally, okay. Because, hey, yeah. man, patriarchy. Or
see,
like,
that's the kind
hey,
of things that I didn't think about.
No, but you see, like, yeah. So for them, it's like, oh, everything went and mm-hmm. everything was acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we're in a society where I hear, like, old elderly complain about not being able to smoke inside or, like, yeah. indoors. And, like, you see what I mean? Certain yeah. changes that we've gone through as a society, now smoking is banned. Some of us have never, ever experienced someone smoking inside of a building because what's going on? But that used to happen, like, back in the day.
Yeah.
So I understand where it's coming from, where it's like, now we have a society where everything is so policed or everything is, oh my gosh, da, 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 mm. and it's like these polar opposites. But I do feel like our generation take everything too hard. And yes. I think in the sense of now, especially, you know, bringing some sociology,
yes,
we live in like a society where knowledge is now like dispersed. And like, I think you've done an episode on, you know, is knowledge power, it's power, knowledge, whatever.
Yes,
and now we see knowledge as power.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we kind of weaponize that against everybody else. If you say something, it's like, oh, but I know that's wrong. So let me point this out and be like, I'm offended.
Can I talk about that really quickly?
Yeah, go on.
I don't want to
cut you off,
but I think this is something that I was mentioning with somebody the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that I think people forget that a lot of ideologies are made up.
This is all fake.
Not even a lot. Everything.
This is all fake.
Every single ideology, somebody sat down and
was like, wait, this is this.
And I think the problem
this.
Is that a lot of people are looking at these theories and like, yeah, so intersectionality, for example, even though like, it makes so much sense.
They take as gospel.
Yeah.
They stop realizing
we're
that
not,
like,
we're not
these
interrogating.
Are theories. Yeah.
They made, you know, they made it up. Thoughts. Interrogate your thoughts. Why do you believe what you believe?
Yes.
And it's like, when somebody goes against what you're used to,
mm-hmm.
what you're used to being mainstream teaching mm-hmm. about, like, you know, the names that we know, Fanon, the Foucaults, the people who come up with these
yeah.
huge theories about being an identity. It's mm-hmm. like, once someone goes against that, you're shocked.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that. And I feel like, especially where we've come from that concept of society, everything yeah. being permissible.
Yeah.
And now we're moving into, this is wrong. This is this. This is now our yeah. new moral code. It's very easy to be like, this is wrong without actually paying attention to, actually, that could just be something that you don't agree with.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like an example that they won't drag me for.
Literally.
Because if I start talking, the people are going to take me online and they're going to disgrace me.
I'm trying to think of an example that's not draggable.
I'm literally trying to think, but like, there's so many topics.
Maybe we
where
can
like,
look at Just Stop Oil.
Okay.
Is that an example? Because I feel like
mean?
A lot of people can understand that the just the way that it doesn't really ban, because my problem is that
it's not identity politics. Yeah. That's just like, oh, I agree. I feel
you
like
see how we're running away from stuff.
You see, because hey,
you know, that's the next thing I want to talk about.
Yeah,
like cancel culture, but we're gonna get
because that's the one I have a lot to say about.
Wow.
But,
yeah. Okay.
I just let me try. Just give me a second.
I will give you a second. What were you thinking of example for again? Just to clarify.
Snowflake
ideology. I'm not a prank. I'm not joking. That's okay. Snowflake ideology.
Okay.
Oh, I have something. We both had one at the same time.
Let me land.
Go first. So mine might be cancelable.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We were trapped.
I've been there before.
Your history. Anyways, so there's been like a lot of debate about if comedians who break, like, comedians can introduce racist jokes into their comedy.
Yeah, they would have judged
me. Or quote-unquote race.
I want to use my example as well, sorry.
I'll let you land.
I think you can start that again because it was really rude of me.
It's okay.
You're now tuned into the Things You Can't Touch podcast. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And remember, this is a philosophy podcast.
So, yeah, there's been a lot of debate around, like, whether comedians should use race in their jokes and if it is dark humor or if it's actually just straight up racist.
Yes.
And I feel like someone was making a comment about if race is being used as, like, the vehicle to get to the pun, it's not that deep. Because if that is the person's genre of joke and then it's, like, you know, it's just humor.
Yeah.
But other people say this is how we use humor to create ideology, and then, you know, it becomes racism and, like, it perpetuates all these things. Yeah, all the buzzwords.
When you said
I feel like I understand both, because in that instance, I agree with the whole idea of, like, certain jokes are funny.
Yeah.
Don't shoot. They are funny. It might have certain undertones, but they are funny because it's dark humor at the end of the day. And I feel like in our generation, we're trying to cancel things from before and be like, oh, remove this. Or I think Little Britain, they got so many episodes taken off of BBC because, oh, the jokes are, like, racist now, or, like, certain things are unacceptable. But when you look back, like, if I just took a critical lens, some of the videos I watched, I was like, this is not that.
It's not that serious.
But it's like, we live in a society where everybody wants to be offended. Yeah. And, like, they say offense is not given, it's taken. It's if taken. You take offense, like,
that's your
low-key, that's your business.
At the end of the day.
Because there's certain things that are inherently wrong and there's other things that are just offendable.
Yeah.
Offense does not need to now become a structural problem.
That was really good, guys. Don't let that go over your head.
Thanks.
That one was a banger. The example that I have that they might judge me for. I think this is actually an example of something else we were talking about, which is leftist extremism. You know how people are, like, they're not given their baby's pronouns?
Okay. Yeah.
They're not given their baby's pronouns.
The baby can choose.
And the baby will grow up, like, with green and
baby.
Neutral.
Beige mums.
Beige, you know, beige queens. White.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
The baby's baby. The grandmother baby. Like,
baby at the end of the day. It's just like,
right,
to me that's extreme, because I understand exactly where we're coming from on this note, but it's like, this is why they're calling us the snowflake generation, because if I'm allowed to ask, what does that, like, what?
No, because because it's like, I understand, cool, gender is a social construct. But if they, like, let the baby deconstruct the gender.
Yeah,
if that's the case, then, like, okay.
And it's like, to deviate far from
it's
the...
Like, so what, the baby's just baby?
Like, because I feel that's a bit selfish as well.
I feel like if that's the case, then...
Taking away from baby identity, let's your baby. Like, it's not nice.
If that's the case, then, like, just let them do both. Like, they gave me truck, they gave me doll. Do you get, like, it doesn't now need to be the baby is now pronounced the baby's baby.
I feel like a lot of wokeism, like,
it is,
gives me dystopia.
It gives Black Mirror, and it gives, like, we're gonna get to a point where all zombies and no one has identity.
No one has anything.
I can just de-identify, and that's it. I'm just a white suit.
Oh my gosh.
Blank
at Black Mirror. New episode of mine?
Right. Thank you. Maybe it's already there.
Though, possibly. Yeah. I mean, they have a new season. They have a new season or something.
Tabula. Did you guys hear that? Tabula. Black Mirror. Please, bring the money there. Don't just steal the idea.
You know, don't just. Trademark.
Patents.
Patents. You can't do anything. Have you copyrighted? But it's. Now that I'm sitting here talking to you about it, really, like, it's dystopian, it's a bit worrisome, it's a bit scary, but it's like, where do you draw the line?
That's the problem.
Begin to blur. Like, if we look at the extremism and then look at the things before that, you see where it comes from. It's not that it just came out of the blue, out of the black.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was there for a reason. And who can even ever really answer the question, where do you draw the line? I feel like some of us can just feel it within us that that's a drag.
Yeah.
But not everyone,
everyone
feels
else
that
is,
way.
Exactly. Drag is,
exactly.
Yeah.
People's drag is different.
It's so subjective.
So it's just like, who decides and how do we know? I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Yeah.
All we can do is really just talk about it. Anyway. Right. Again, you mentioned something else, which is what's going to lead into cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hold tight, we'll get there. You said it gives way to armchair activism. And I really, really liked that because, again, one can sit in their ivory tower and play the game of wokeness.
Mm.
Because wokeness is a trend.
Evidently.
I'm on my phone in my ivory tower, yeah. I'm going to post Palestine.
Yeah.
I'm on my phone in my ivory tower, I'm going to post Congo.
Mm.
I'm on my phone in my ivory tower,
same
I'm going
to and then they'll come and say that, guys, like, oh, Apple, and like, you know, all of these
the
things.
Same, the
these
same
problems,
Apple phone
the same
that
thing
you're
that they're
from.
Typing from.
How much do you really care? And that's the thing. Mm. I feel like wokeness doesn't have to come with the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to come with the sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's the... Well, we already know there's a difference between wokeness and activism.
Mm-hmm.
But once upon a time, people were actually active.
They're both. Yeah. It was all as one.
As in, like... not
if
only,
you were woke, you were in the street, in the field.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. They were outside on the road, on the street. They had their banners. Granted,
ready
maybe
to be
they
arrested.
Weren't chaining themselves to anything. And it's like, sometimes it gets to that.
Mm.
Sometimes it gets to that before people listen to you.
Mm.
But it's just like, sitting on your phone and messaging, like, you know, reposting and stuff is so...
And that's not
convenient.
Even to say that it's not enough. Because sometimes the repost...
I feel like it's not the anything
repost, the repost, the repost, the repost, the repost. I don't agree. I feel like sometimes there's cumulative, like, impact.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not saying that, like we've established, a lot of people choose to repost mm-hmm. out of their own selfishness
mm-hmm.
or like out of their
I
own personal conviction.
I'm not saying that there's no tangible effect.
Yeah.
Clearly it worked.
Yeah.
I know about it. Clearly
yeah.
it worked. People know about
yeah.
it. But I just feel like for me, I'm coming from an objective ethical standpoint
okay.
as usual.
Yeah.
In a sense that I just don't do it for the sake of doing it.
But I'm saying like the byproduct sometimes is positive. Like, whether or not you chose not to do it for the
I feel like
chose to do it for the sake of
in and of itself. Let me let you finish.
What's the ethical debate?
In that,
because now I'm gagged.
It's like deontologicalism.
Oh my gosh.
Words and consequentialism. in that. It's okay. Take a breather. Take a breather.
Deontologicalism. Thank you.
Is what is important.
Yeah.
The act in and of itself. Or the consequence of the act.
Ooh.
And I feel like for me, what's important is the act in and of itself. What does that act constitute? As you're posting, do you care in your heart or are you just posting for the sake of posting?
I feel like... I feel like that depends on the outcome. Because if...
So your consequential is?
What does that mean? Wait, don't like apply later to me. What does that mean?
That's my bad.
What does that mean?
Basically, what I'm trying to say that I think you think
yeah.
is that you don't care about the action in and of itself as long as the consequences are positive, right?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say all that.
Not too much.
But I'm saying that sometimes
mm-hmm.
the positive... Whether, for example, in the context we're saying it in, you're saying that if the person doesn't care about Palestine, for example, or care about the activism that they're posting online, they shouldn't post it full stop.
Mm-hmm.
And like, from a like... I don't know what the perspective is,
but from
me as my own person,
yeah.
I feel like that's right in terms of if you don't care, don't post it because now you're just, this is a facade. However, I do agree with the fact that positive outcomes can come from that because the peer pressure
mm-hmm.
that everybody felt to now post
mm-hmm.
about Palestine now caused such an awareness.
Maybe that will change your mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that then causes something that is like, I don't even care if you posted that for selfish reasons or because you're peer pressured, because the positive outcome is, yeah,
like
people
it,
are getting funding, people
yeah,
are, money is going to certain places, it works. So like, I just feel like it depends on the circumstance, like the outcome of it, because
that's really teleological.
If you did for selfishness.
It's a chain reaction.
Yeah.
I think it is similar to what I'm saying, but I'm not going to put labels on you because you
thank
never consented
you.
To that.
Thank you. Yeah.
But yeah, I think what you're saying is very much along the lines of, like, even though the action started off as something,
mm-hmm.
it was able to change into something
mm-hmm,
else
mm-hmm.
and the outcome was what we were looking for at the end of the day. Awareness has been risen and things of that nature. But I think my problem is that it just turns into a trend.
Mm.
And it's like
that's when it becomes
very
like, dangerous
very quickly, like you're gonna move on to the next one.
Yeah,
so it's like, it to what extent does it have an effect, maybe in the moment and in the time, but we are going to have another genocide
yeah.
because we didn't care enough.
Yeah, to stop.
Do you see?
It uh-huh.
And I feel like this is the issue with what happened in this country with the race riots.
Mm-hmm.
This gets me really heated and really passionate
mm-hmm.
because one thing about like black people in Britain is no I'm going to start that sentence again.
Yeah,
because
that's how they drag her.
One thing that I've observed
yeah.
that I think is the case about black people in Britain and white people in Britain, I think Brits in... I want to stop.
Just Brits.
One thing I've observed when it comes to race in the UK is that something has to happen for people to start caring and talking about it. We had to have race riots across the UK in summer for people to start. There were so many posts on social media.
And it's September. Like,
today, I'm nothing.
People are even debating the fact that it was a race riot. But hey, I'm seeing people talk about it wasn't race riots. It was just outraged the death of... Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
You've done enough.
Targeting specific people, but I'm not going to say race riot, I'm not going to argue because I already know the answer. Yeah. So you can argue with your mum.
Fine.
At the end of the day, that's
with
the truth.
Your mother.
But what I'm saying is that the result of something like what you were describing is not political apathy, drag, but it's just that you're joining a trend.
It's like desensitization, basically.
Yeah.
Like, people stop giving a heck.
It's not serious to you anymore.
Because it's like, even though, like, I've literally had this debate or discussion where people say that even, like, for example, talking about Palestine and the awareness of it and, like, spreading certain pictures, it becomes desensitizing in the sense that if I'm constantly seeing dead bodies on my For You page, constantly seeing dead bodies on Instagram, am I now going to look at that same dead body with the same level of emotional reaction that I did if it was the first time I'd seen it? No. So it's like awareness also comes with a certain level of, like, oh, okay, like, get off my screen. Yeah. And, like, a lot of people have that reaction where it's like, you saw a large decrease in the amount of people reposting it because even though they might still care about Palestine, might still donate in the background,
in their
it's
head
also like okay, cool, we don't like, need to see this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
and it's unfortunate because it's like there's the same argument of, oh, but these people have to see it every day. They don't get a choice to turn off. They don't get a choice to just be like uninstall Instagram.
But I feel like in response to that argument, are you going to say something? Should I
no, go on.
What I want to say in response to that though is there's a difference between watching it on my screen
and real life, like living.
Being there in real life. So yeah, of course in real life I can't turn it off, you're right, but on my phone I can and I will at the end of the day. And that's the thing, because it's like it's good saying coulda woulda shoulda, but people
but you can.
At the end of the day, people who are basic, like, they're on the land of a genocide. No, they can't.
Of course they can't.
I can. I think we just need to begin to make the difference between what people ought to do or what people should do
and what they can
and
do.
What like they can do at the end of the day.
Because you also can't fault someone for not wanting to see it on their For You page.
Yeah.
That doesn't automatically mean they're not interested or they don't support it.
Yeah.
It could also just mean that that's a lot.
Yeah.
And if they don't live it, they don't have to live it, if that makes sense.
And I think the other thing that I wanted to touch on...
You didn't go back.
Oh my God.
We're talking about cancel culture.
And no, we're not there yet.
Oh,
that's what's funny.
Sorry. Okay.
Do you see what's funny?
Do you see
how we're not there and it's already creeping into the conversation?
Because, like, I'm itching for it.
I need to do this setup.
Let me just be calm.
Be calm. Stuff like this gives people the platform to engage in academic conversation. My problem is that it's too accessible because not everybody is an academic, but everybody can present themselves as one.
OMG, don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Are you starting?
Don't ruffle my feathers.
Don't know what.
Because I hate it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see another video flipping essay on my TikTok For You page when you're uneducated.
You're
factually wrong.
You think you know you don't
Your
know.
Buzzwords are wrong. Your terminology is wrong. And it's an insult to people that are paying 9.whatever K to go to university like me to go and study it.
Thank you.
In the articles and in the books.
And
then I'll come and see you on TikTok talking
so that you can
just crap.
Because you don't know things.
It triggers me.
Accessible.
And then because the comments think you're speaking with a certain type of
vindiction,
that they should come in the comments
word.
And they should agree with you. You are wrong. You're just wrong.
But you don't even know the extent to which you're wrong because you don't know what
because
you're talking
know.
About.
Sorry, I'm even disrupting the set because I'm stressed. Because you're wrong.
And that's what makes me really sad.
And the video will be on 1 million views and everyone in the comments is like, yeah. Da, da, da.
But what did you say? What did you give
but
us?
But you didn't say a thing.
Not much. That leads me.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I just had to get off my chest.
That leads me to the next thing in that two things. Not everyone knows what they're talking about and not everyone cares about what they're talking about.
Oh, really?
But we've already touched on that. And now, the moment you've been waiting for, perhaps wokeness is not actually progressive. Why? Because it becomes the only thing that is considered right, which leads to people cancelling people. Once you don't agree with the woke ideology, you cancel.
Oh, that's it. Cancelled.
End your career.
Cancelled.
Close your social media page.
Cancelled.
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 Over it.
Cancelled.
Over it.
Cancelled.
It's over.
Cancelled.
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 Oh.
Cancelled.
Cancelled.
Thank you.
If you don't agree, with the woke ideology, you're cancelled. So how progressive is wokeness if we can't even have different...
I didn't even think you were taking it there.
Oh.
I thought you were taking it in the aspect of wokeism being divisive in of itself. Because you'll see, like, someone getting along, you see racists getting along, then there'll be the one wokeist in the comments. Oh, but do you know that their ancestors did... Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Because everyone was having a good time in the video. And you chose to come in the comments and talk about political activism when it's not the time nor the place.
The children are just playing in the park.
Thank you.
The children are just pushing each other down the slide.
Now it's become
something else.
Race in the comments. And now we're arguing. I just feel like you're right. Wokeism was great for awareness and understanding that these are the social issues that we need to tackle and we need to handle. But I think that's where it should be left at. It shouldn't now be like... Everyone can go into their respective field of activism and argue for different things.
Yeah.
But as a concept, it shouldn't just be a reminder that you're being oppressed.
Yeah,
like, I've seen literal memes and posts like, wake up today and remember that.
You're oppressed.
You're oppressed. And the upper class are oppressing you. Thank you for ruining my day. And I'm so thankful for that.
How effective even is that?
Yeah, it's not. And that's why I was saying the divisive point and the fact that when we just think of all the things that are wrong with the world, like, here we go. And then everyone's going to be fighting and battling. And like you said, the cancel culture aspect, where like, where there's wokeism, there's also, there's not avenue for growth, in my opinion, anymore.
I agree.
I feel like you said, once...
Once people are woke, that's it.
Yeah.
And there's once no going back, there's
you
no
you don't
changing,
agree
no
with
deviating.
Certain aspects of it, it's now, oh, you're wrong, you're cancelled, and you're a horrible person.
Yeah.
When that's not even... What
did you even listen
on?
To what
did
I
Did you even
said?
Pay attention?
Just because it's different to what you've been proclaiming doesn't mean that I'm wrong, by the way.
Yeah.
And my opinion can differ, by the way.
I agree.
And yeah, I think that's just the thing that was really upsetting you, because it's like you're claiming that you're woke, but you're not behaving wokely, if that makes sense. That one didn't land.
What is a wokely?
Wokely, in a sense of like, you're claiming, okay, wokeness has connotations of like, you're open to new ideas, you're open-minded, you're inclusive.
You're really awake, alert.
You're just like...
You're very closed-minded, actually.
A quote-unquote liberal version of like, even the conservatives are more open to ideas than you are at this point.
Whew.
Because what... I literally.
Yeah.
And like, at this point, like, you have to... introspect. Do introspection, look at yourself, and a lot of the things is like your work because somebody told you to be.
But this is what I'm saying, like, it gives peer pressure wokeness as well. It just gives like echo chamber, like you said, like, if there's right and wrong, wokeness has been placed on the side of right, which once again, people are not interrogating their thought.
They're not interrogating,
so they're not understanding why they agree with certain things or why they feel like this thing is wrong. They just see it as, this is wrong, and that's it, I'm woke. Even like, I don't know if you saw that when they were dragging Claudia for saying that Kemi Badenoch should be disgraced to be a black woman. Bear in mind, Claudia's, I think, Polish or white.
Yeah.
She's white European.
Yeah.
And yeah, people just were taking into account that she's got a black boyfriend and now she's putting herself in black women business and all of these things.
Okay.
And arguably, that was a woke take, because before she defended herself, people were saying that, why did you even say that? Like, do you even know why people are against Kemi Badenoch and why, like, people don't stand for what she stands for? Which everyone has a reason to be against that woman. But it also just gives, like, she's a member of the Conservative Party, she's a black woman, therefore, let's hate her.
Yeah.
Which isn't the inherent problem, it's what she stands for that is the issue. But a lot of people don't know that, because the internet have told you that Kemi Badenoch is a bad
black
woman.
We don't
woman,
like her,
therefore, that's it.
Everybody says we don't like her.
Do you get?
Do you even know why?
Yeah. So it's just like, things like that make you realise, like, a lot of people don't know what they're advocating for or what they even stand for. It's just, this is what we see as right, and this is what we see as
wrong.
Just
slap the word woke and everyone thinks everything's okay, and that's just not how it works. Like, that's just not how it works. Do you have anything to add on this note before we move on to the final, like, thought experiment-esque thing?
I think we, like, covered it.
I feel like we covered a lot.
We have.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Cool. The thought experiment.
I've been waiting to play. I've literally been waiting to play.
You've definitely heard of this thought experiment before. Plato's analogy of the cave.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I wanted, like, a fun one.
You wanted a different one. You wanted something else. I'm sorry, doesn't
something
anything.
Niche.
This is the only thing that I can think of. There is like, there is another thought experiment I have in the mind.
No, but go this one. I want to see where you're taking this.
Okay, I can run the other one as well after. Hey, Jesus. Okay, so the concept of Plato's analogy of the cave, for the listeners, is that prisoners are locked in a cave facing a wall. They live their entire lives mistaken shadows on the wall cast by a fire for reality.
Mm-hmm.
When one prisoner escapes and sees the world outside, they gain a deeper understanding of truth, but struggle to convey this to those who are still living in the cave.
Mm-hmm.
I think this parallels the ascent, where the higher levels of awareness create both enlightenment and alienation, mm-hmm. similar to the process of wokeness.
Mm-hmm.
Let's unpack the analogy, I think. So who's the prisoner? Like, yeah, who's the prisoner and who is the one that, you know, went outside and who's the one that went inside? And it's a thing where and it's a thing where Plato used this to explain why people who know things are superior.
Yeah.
And I think that's the aspect that I want to touch on.
If it's actually superiority.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like before you get to that point,
mm-hmm.
When I was linking it to the wokeness aspect, it was, you're so right, where let's take the discussion we've had out of it and just take wokeness for what it should be, like in an ideal world.
Yes,
I'm aware of this and this is the reality of the situation. That's going back to people who are uneducated and be like, actually, this is the case. Like, this is what we see it for and this is the reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I really agree with the alienation point, because I feel like once you know a certain level of reality and the society we live in, it's low-key kind of dark. Like, you start to genuinely feel like people have a very optimistic mindset of the world, and you just don't, because you know the harsh truths of it, and then everyone kind of sees you as the Debbie Downer. But really and truly, I'm just being realistic, or like, basically being a realist. And then linking that to the superior point, I feel like people who are educated do see themselves as
above
to a degree, because it's like, I have this information that you don't.
Yeah.
But the problem with the work is, in when we now bring in the context of this conversation, is people who are wrongly educated, or like, I don't want to say wrong, but blindly? Differently.
Yeah.
Like, educated with inflammatory remarks, or like educated with
TikTok.
Like, yeah.
Like, or what's TikTok that word? You, basically.
What's that word? Something bollock. Hyperbolic. So I was gonna say parabolic. That's not okay. Guys, English is
it's okay. You can say whatever you choose.
Hyperbolic.
That's fine. Yeah.
Concepts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People have been educated with hyperbolic concepts that allow them to think that what they're saying is now the final and one truth.
Yeah.
People who have been educated but like with hyperbolic, not parabolic.
Yes.
Terminology, or just like, you know, realities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the point was. I don't even know where I'm going. I don't know where I am.
That's really sad.
I'm in the road.
I think I remember.
Where was I? Where was I think, the point?
Because we were talking about how people think that they're better than other people.
That's it. Okay, cool. Back to the start. So, as I said, people who have been educated with hyperbolic like terminologies or realities, it's very easy to them think that you're above someone based on what you think you know, when your knowledge could be built on false foundations or shaky foundations anyways. So that whole idea of Plato saying that, oh, the people who've gone out the cave and now have seen the reality of the world are now superior, arguably no, because you just think you know more, not actually knowing more.
Yeah.
You just have certain biased information that makes you think you're above other people.
That's different. And that's even links to literally the episode that you mentioned earlier about knowledge. Literally, we don't know anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, the person with the most influence can convince you of their idea, if that makes sense. So that just really just dismantles the whole notion of everything at the end of the day. So we just really have what we have to work with. Because we can't say that because no one knows anything, we can't do anything. We have to work with something. But I think people need to be mindful of the fact that you're not right objectively. Like, there is nothing to verify your rightness. So tread carefully and also be open to alternative ideas. But I think wokeism, because the problem with wokeism is that, not even wokeism, I feel like the problem with every single ideology is that they think they're right and that nothing can get better than that. And I think wokeism specifically is so right in a sense that it contradicts everything that is already laid out, that that's why it's even more right, if that makes sense. Because it goes, it really goes against the grain a lot of the time. But yeah, I don't know. I have nothing more to add. I'm sorry about the allegory.
No, I want to understand why you picked that one.
Because,
like, what did you link it to?
The cave analogy is literally, I think, a representation of the people who think that they're woke, if that makes sense. So they come out and then they come back and you're trying to convince other people, and we're not hearing it. Like, you believe that you're a philosopher king,
okay,
and you think that, like, your thoughts and your ideas are the best in the world, so therefore you should rule over everybody else. That's the conclusion that Plato comes to. And I find that very interesting, but again, very dystopian, very scary.
But do you not think that the philosophers were awake? Because sometimes I see philosophy and I'm just like, you thought you...
You guys
think you knew the most and the whole world.
Yeah,
that's And arguably, so true. People could say that wokeism has existed like, all of this stuff. Because, like, the philosophers literally were the epitome of woke. Like, what do you mean you had a manic episode and now you've realised the reality of the world? Who are you?
Oh my gosh. You know, I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Like, wokeism, not even in the sense that it was originally intended. Wokeism in the sense that we're looking at it now, as in, you're going against the grain, you think you're right.
Yeah.
As in, like, Plato came along and he said the world doesn't exist. You're all joking, like, you're all pranks.
And we said okay.
And he got pissed off because nobody listened to him. And he said, I'm the best, I'm philosopher king. You're right.
The philosopher king.
I'm the best, I'm the philosopher king.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Wokeism. Because I feel like I've been speaking about it as if wokeism is a new concept. And this is something that we've just developed.
Because the same way you view wokeism now, it could be like 50 years from now, the woke people are actually going to be the, like, philosophers of
the next gen. Have you heard of the Overton Window?
Overton Window. Is it Overton?
Do I say it wrong?
It's Overton.
That's how you say it.
I say Overton.
She said Overton.
Yeah, you said it right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's not Overton.
Overton?
Yeah, Overton Window.
Have you heard of it?
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I think that's what it is.
What do you mean?
In a sense that, like, the window of wokeism keeps shifting.
Yeah.
Because the way I've been talking about it is as if the window just came.
It's just new.
But it's just been shifting.
And we've given it different labels across time.
Ooh, and it's been looking different.
Yeah. Wokeism now is literally just philosophy. If we're really going to take it
out. Not necessarily.
It's people thinking that they know the things.
But I don't think that's what philosophy is. Like, no. Because now I'm going to argue. I don't think that's what philosophy is
so
at all.
You guys don't think you're the best?
No. Because I think, you know, in the realm of philosophy, I think there are people who are woke and there are people who are just normal people who are engaging in philosophy. Because I feel like because I think there are a lot of people who mistake the concept of philosophy. A lot of people think philosophy is gospel. I disagree. I think philosophy is a constant conversation, in that nobody's ever going to know the right answer, but we can work our way towards it by cancelling out what we think collectively is wrong, if that makes sense. But a lot of people take this to the extreme and begin to say, so this is the ideology that I came up with. I think it makes a lot of sense, and therefore I'm right.
Okay.
And it's just like, no, let's look at that. Let's interrogate that. Mm-hmm. Let us see if we can build on that. That's what I think philosophy is. Philosophy is literally just thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like called the love of wisdom for a reason. You just want to know. But people think that even philosophers think that philosophers are right and they have the ultimate answer to huge questions in the world. And I just don't agree with that. I think it's really about, like, just thinking a lot, but never coming to any sort of conclusion, which can seem pointless to various people. But, you know, I'm in love with my subject, so why not work?
You are there.
Work has negative connotations.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that it's now wrong. It just has negative connotations. Because I think philosophers are woke. Or they think...
I can sit here and argue if you don't want to. I just don't want you to say that.
But it's my opinion.
Oh my god.
It's my opinion. Wait,
no. Sorry. Wokeism. The concept of it.
Mm.
Okay, people thinking that, like, they're right. Is that... Wait, no, that's not it.
I sent her to spiral. Yes, she's gagged. She's gagged.
It's like, I literally defined myself, but suddenly I don't know.
All of a sudden, now you don't know again.
I just for an hour. You don't know what wokeism is. Okay.
Okay.
This is our work.
Yeah, that's my statement.
That's how you're leaving this episode.
Yes.
You can't beat me. Do that. Okay, guys. Okay.
No.
I mean, that's a justification. I feel like because
philosophers speak on issues that are trivial, arguably.
Yeah.
And create problems out of thin air that they now require to solve. That's literally what we've discussed about wokeism. There are people who create problems out of thin air and choose to solve it.
The only reason why I agree with you, yeah, is because once upon a time, the only form of knowledge was philosophy.
Yeah.
So
or
it's like
legitimate form.
Yeah. That was such a Western claim.
Yeah, really.
Like, oh my gosh. But I think it's unfair to equate wokeism to philosophy.
Why?
When there's no everything, like racism is philosophy too. Then, well, not racism. Maybe that's a bad example.
You think everything comes under
everything,
philosophy?
Everything, like philosophy, therefore claims everything. Like then, if that makes sense, everything just stemmed out of and broke off from philosophy, because everything was just like a interrogation of some specific aspects. That's how we got astronomy. Somebody wanted to look at the stars. That's how we got maths.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So it's like.
But I'm saying like when we think of, maybe people do think of maths when they think of philosophy, but I'm saying in its purest form, like if we could equate something almost bar for bar, wokeism and philosophy to me could go bar for bar.
Philosophy now.
Not now, but I'm saying like what they were doing at that time when they were philosophizing.
But they had no.
Sorry, I was going to say philosophize that face. Did you clock me there? Anyways, but yeah, when they were doing all of that, you know, philosophy talk, in my head, it's like, it's the same vibe as like someone coming online and being like, actually, that's it. I'm not giving my baby a gender. The baby's baby.
I feel like you can argue about this.
We're going in circles, but yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't even know where you're going to cut this and restart it.
You said I'm cutting it.
The baby's baby.
Guys, I don't know where the conversation ended up, but like
somehow
the truth is,
we began to debate.
Hopefully you followed the conversation.
The baby's baby. That's the gag.